Fans unable to attend Army-Navy football game due to hotels housing illegal migrants. By Paul Bois on October 4, 2023. The traditional Army-Navy football game in December may be short of a few fans due to local hotels being all booked up with housing for illegal migrants. Set to take place on December 9 at Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts, fans hoping to attend the beloved sporting event were disappointed to learn that hotels near the stadium had no vacancy due to Democrat Governor Maura Healey housing illegal migrants. Scores of military veterans, service academy graduates, and families are scrambling to find hotel rooms for the big Army-Navy game at Gillette Stadium because their reservations were canceled to make way for migrant families, noted the Boston Herald. Mark Mansbach, a travel agent with Hillsdale Travel, said that 70 of his rooms at three hotels were taken back by the management company due to the arrival of illegal migrants. "I have enough rooms to cover some of the people. Some people are looking around, but pricing is very high. For many, the issue is safety. They are questioning the safety of remaining hotels located near those that are now filled with migrants. Lots of questions by my clients, and most hotels are scrambling to come up with safety protocols," said Mansbach. Claire Mulholland, VP of Marketing for Geary Hotel Management, said that the Comfort Inn in Foxborough, as well as other hotels near the stadium, have been taking migrants. Geary Hotel Management said they would seamlessly relocate guests who had their rooms booked. "By providing shelter to refugees, we aim to be part of a global community that stands together in support of those in need," Mulholland said. "We look forward to working with local authorities and organizations to ensure a smooth transition for all those who will call our hotels home during their time with us." The Boston Herald noted that the Army-Navy game often provides a major boost to the local economy. Thousands of service academy graduates and families will be flocking to the state for the big game. But a recent post by the Armed Forces Press said the Army-Navy game has turned into a cluster because Massachusetts canceled hotel rooms to give to migrants as a right to shelter state. It features reports from numerous frustrated service academy graduates who had their rooms canceled. In various cities throughout the United States, the migrant crisis has reached emergency levels. In Massachusetts, Democrat Governor Maura Healey even activated the National Guard to support the crisis. "We're grateful to the brave men and women of the National Guard for stepping up to help us ensure that every family in emergency shelter has their needs met," Healey wrote. Boston's Logan Airport has also recently resorted to having families sleep on cots throughout the airport as they wait to enter the state's housing system. In New York, Mayor Eric Adams even stressed that the migrant crisis will alter the city forever. "Let me tell you something, New Yorkers, never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City, destroy New York City." "We're getting 10,000 migrants a month," Adams said recently. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.